Hey, you're listening to Head Over Heels, a podcast where we have real, honest, and unfiltered conversations about life and everything else in between. I'm your host, Maggie, and today's episode is very special. I had this really random idea after stumbling upon this reel on Instagram where there's this kid that was doing a podcast. And I'm like, you know what? I want to bring a kid on the show. And I did. So she will be the youngest guest ever in the history of Head Over Heels. Her name is Eva May, and her mama is Melissa Tan, or better known as Miss Pop Sasa. And if you follow the both of them on Instagram, you would know the big, big personality that they both have. And it was so fun chatting with Mel about, you know, what it's like being a young mom and in this new age parenting era. And of course, I also interviewed Miss Eva May. Well, make sure you stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out. And yeah, let me know what you think. If you like this episode, please do share it on your Instagram and rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I can't wait for you to enjoy this one. Let's get started. All right, you guys. So today I am joined by two very special people. Melissa Tan! Also known as Miss Pop Sasa.
Yes.
I need to ask you about the name shortly, but if you guys are wondering, those of you guys are watching on YouTube, why is there an empty seat next to me with a toy on it, with a plush toy? Well, that's because Eva May will be joining us later in this episode. And Eva is basically Mel's daughter. And if you do follow her on Instagram, you know exactly what we're talking about. But if you don't know who Mel or Eva is, you will get to know them in this episode because trust me, these two are a very addictive duo to follow on Instagram. Like, I just love watching the way both of you interact. Mother-daughter duo. Like, I wish I had that kind of relationship growing up with
my mom. One day.
Okay, we create one fine our day. Own, huh? Yes. Okay. All right, Mel, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Nervous?
Like, I'm a bit sweaty, but okay.
Yeah. All good. Yeah. I know, like, you don't have to bother about the camera. It's just me and you. Ignore everyone else in this room.
Everybody.
Yeah, ignore. Okay. I think before we start, I always like to get to know my guest. That's you today. Tell us a little bit about your background, like growing up. What is Melissa like?
I think I've always grown up like in this very supportive environment because my parents were very supportive of whatever I wanted to do, basically. So that kind of instilled in me to become a very independent person. And I'm the only child, right?
Oh, yeah. You are.
So I don't have siblings. I've always been a bit of a loner, to be honest. But I kind of liked that space.
Yeah.
You know, being alone was fine. It was great. I did like pester my mom to get another one at one point, but I just gave up. I was like, I'm just make my own next time, you know? But yeah, I think I was quite a confident little girl when I was growing up. But of course, I always had that confidence and always felt I needed to be strong.
Right.
You know, that kind of facade.
Even as a child.
Yeah, even as a child. Oh. Like I had to take care of myself, my health, even as a kid.
Is it something that your mom instilled in you, or she talked to you about it, or is something that
probably.
You just picked up?
I think because my mom is also a very strong-willed person. Like, if there's a will, there's a way kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And my dad is kind of like a kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's like my best friend kind of, you know, playing around, joke. He's a jokester. He's a clown, right? But my mom is more on the serious side, you know? But she's a cool mom at the same time. Yeah. But yeah, she sets more of the rules, the boundaries kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, but you're quite go with the flow kind of family. We're pretty chill.
I didn't know you're a single child.
Yeah, single child.
So will Eva be a single child? Have you thought about it?
Well, she has two bigger sisters over in the UK. Right. So she's kind of not a single child. It's just that she just doesn't see them very often.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about your relationship so that that makes sense?
Yeah, okay.
Her older sister.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So you are married to Mark.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been married?
Exactly. Oh, 4 years.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay.
So we had Eva before getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, oh no, I'm pregnant situation.
Right.
I was in the toilet. I still remember this situation very clearly. So I was like, my period very chun. Why not coming? So, okay, we're going to get a test. I only took one. Like literally just one, didn't buy extra backup, nothing. Just took one, went to the toilet. He was there with me. I said, you don't go to work yet. You stay here. Okay, you wait. Okay, I pee. And then, okay, check. So I was like shaking, holding the thing. I was like, no way. Wait, what? Does double means yes, yeah, like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then he was like, he was so calm.
Mm.
Like, he was so chilled. He literally was just like, oh, okay. Like,
you're pregnant.
Nothing. And I was like in tears.
Oh.
I was just like, oh no, my life is over.
You know, no, I get it.
You know, so
and you were,
I was young.
How old were you?
Like 26.
Okay, that's that young.
Time-ish, right?
Yeah, relatively young. Yeah.
So I just started, you know, being instructor at this new gym.
Yeah.
You know, everything was going pretty well. And as a fitness instructor, yeah, like a group fitness instructor, your body is everything, right?
Yeah.
So that would change literally everything.
Okay.
So when that happened, I was just like, wow, okay, this is big.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? How am I going to feel? And that was first trimester. It was weird. It was so weird.
Why?
Like my emotions were up and down.
Mm.
And I'm never a jealous person. But this time round, whoa.
The hormones.
Very weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was that.
Right.
So that's how we found out.
Right. So if you don't mind me asking, like, I know now that you mentioned that the pregnancy was unplanned.
Mm-hmm.
Did you plan to marry Mark at the point? What was the relationship like? What was the status at that point of time?
So obviously we were like boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah, you know, like, in our own world.
Mm-hmm.
I think because being so close to him, like I've been like sort of living with him, you know, yeah, like boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing. In my head, it's like, I always told myself if I did get pregnant, mm-hmm, I would feel very secure with him.
Okay.
Like, it's not like, oh no, I'm pregnant with this guy. It's, yeah, it's more of like, okay, I think I can see a future with him. And if I do get pregnant, I think it'll be great.
Like, if I were to be pregnant, I don't mind doing it with him.
Correct.
And he's the guy for
me, right? He's the right. Mr. Right.
You know that sometimes that could be a sign, you know, when you feel so much fear with somebody and not ready to settle down with somebody. I think that's a telltale sign of maybe not the one.
Yes.
But I guess sometimes feeling like somebody is the one for you can feel so different. So maybe that was the one sign for you.
Yes, correct. Right? I think when I figured out I was pregnant,
yeah,
it was more of about me.
Not even him. Right.
You know what I mean?
Like he would have been.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Like he is the guy,
yeah,
and yeah, that's secondary. Like at that point, it was about me, like selfishness,
understand,
you know what I mean?
Understand.
Like about me, that's about it. Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow.
It wasn't like, oh no, I'm pregnant with this guy.
Right, okay.
No, it was not. He was the one.
Oh, shout out Mark. I mean, Mark is a great guy.
He's amazing.
He's a great dad too. Yeah. If you don't mind me asking this too, I'm sure a lot of people ask you about the age gap between the both of you. If you are about, can you reveal your age? You don't mind?
I'll be 30.
Early
30s?
31. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Anyway.
Thank you.
So, 31.
Yeah.
And he is?
He is 18 years old.
Sorry, my math is so bad.
Do the math.
Can somebody do
the math?
31 plus 18. What, this generation all relies on calculating? 49. He's 50 next year.
Next year, yeah.
Right. And he has
two girls. Yeah.
Very beautiful daughter.
Very beautiful.
I know you share about them sometimes.
Yeah, I always post about them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you get a lot of comments about the age gap. Do you?
When I did like start a Q&A, they did ask me about the age gap, how I dealt with it.
Yeah.
And also because a lot of people go through it.
Yeah.
Not
it's
just
very
me.
Normal.
Like, we don't know it, but actually it's quite a common thing.
Yeah.
Of course, like in the Asian culture or whatever, you know, what we were brought up with is not a norm, right? So, obviously, it was a bit, why so weird?
You know, it doesn't feel weird to me because I have so many people in my family who have a relationship with big gaps.
Right.
Yeah, like my dad has another wife, which is my stepmom, who's not that much older than me.
Right.
So like, to me, I didn't feel like it was weird until you started getting questions that you answer on your Q&A.
Yes.
So yeah, what do you tell them?
I think this is such a subjective thing because it's like dealing with emotions, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like love is love. Like, it doesn't really matter the age because, to be honest, like, I'm more matured than him in certain ways. And he is in certain ways, right? So that's how we you know, gel. That's how we come together. And I think it's it varies from different person. Yeah. So, age doesn't matter.
I guess.
To be honest, I don't think.
Once you pass 30, honestly, I don't think it matters anymore. Yeah. Of course, if you're 15 and a guy is 30, okay, that's a problem, guys? No.
No, big
but
no.
Like, once you pass 25, I feel like age is really just a number.
Yeah, I think
once you're an adult. Full-grown adult.
And also because like women somehow mature faster than boys. Boys are, you know, when I see boys my age, I'm just like, okay.
Not really clicking. Like, not. You're a boy.
Yeah. In a little bit. Yeah, we want a man, right? But even that, I sometimes see my husband as
a little boy.
A boy. Yeah, he and Eva, same level sometimes. I'm like, come on, man. Pick up your clothes, put it in the bin, you know? Like, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Okay. What's your relationship like with Eva? Now that she's 4.
I just feel like she's a very good friend.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah, it feels like
that.
How
did it get there? Is it something that you consciously instill since young, or it just came quite naturally?
I think how I brought her up is very go with the flow. Like when people ask me, how is she like this? I cannot give you an answer.
Yeah.
Because she is just like this. And it's because like how we talk to her, I think. I'm not sure, but I think that is.
How do you talk to her?
Like an adult.
Right.
Like there's no baby talk.
Since
young. I would tell her. Yeah, since young. I just pretend like as though she just understands me and I just speak how I speak.
Like normally. Like okay, normally, this is a bowl of rice. This is not like, oh, rice. No, not like that, right?
Yeah. Like speak to her properly.
Yeah.
And I think my mom does that as well. Like sometimes she does take care of Eva when we are not around, right? Yeah. So, yeah, not much baby talk. It's just more of like trying to communicate, like thinking she's smart enough to understand. And I think babies can really sense that vibe.
Yeah.
And they have that sort of, you know, subconscious mind to actually like
absorb.
Like immediately when you talk to them, they understand you.
Mm.
But if you keep speaking to them baby talk, then
they'll stay.
They will just stay.
There's no way they can progress from that, right?
I think so.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I've never been a mom, so I really don't know. So I'm just taking notes, you know, from all my mom friends. But Mel, you were a mom at such a young age. I think when I was 26, we are the same age. So when I was 26, I think I was, I don't know what I was doing. Definitely not having a child, right?
Yeah.
So to be a young mom, do you ever struggle thinking back or even now?
Yeah.
You're still young.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think now she's at quite an easy age for me to handle. I think when she was about 1 to 2, that's when she can't communicate as much, right? Oh, that's when you're like, I'm like, kill me now. that's always that moments where you just like, you break down and you feel like, oh, I'm not good enough, you know, that kind of feeling. But because like, Mark is there with me and he is, obviously he handles it way differently from how I handle things. I am obviously more uptight than him.
Right.
He is like 90% chill. Okay. And that is also hard for me sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, come on, you need to be a bit more, you know, like
stricter.
Not strict, but he's also set in certain ways, which is a very relaxed way. You know?
Yeah.
But I am more like, oh, we have to do it like this. But I have learned so much from him that has made me who I am today, like as a mom or even as a person, you know? Basically, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
That really helped me.
Would you say because he also has experience with his daughter?
For sure.
So he kind of knows
some
things are not worth stressing about.
Yeah, for sure. Like he has experienced it, he's seen it.
Yeah.
He's like, trust me, you know, like you do that. It's like no point.
Yeah.
There is no point. Nothing good is gonna come out from that.
Yeah.
You're just gonna stress the both of you.
Might as well just chill out and
you know?
Just let
might as well. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I think that is such a good balance.
Yes.
Because in your case, he has some sort of a prior experience of being a parent. So you do have some sort of a guidance in this case as well. Like bringing Eva up, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like you get to do it your way too.
Yep.
And at the same time, we're living in a digital world where your interactions with Eva and like the way you parent her is shared online.
It is.
And with that, right, I'm sure you get comments, people talking about, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Do you?
Yeah, for sure. Quite a few, yeah, at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
And some what are the things are they just, say?
I don't know. Just like very unnecessary things. Like, I mean, advice and like, oh, you can buy this and do that. That's totally fine. That is great, like suggestions. Yeah. But sometimes they do give like, what they call it, like
unsolicited advice.
It's like, there's no point for this.
I
mean, we all have different ways of bringing a kid up. If that works for you, that works for you. If this works for me, it works for me. As long as I'm not harming anybody, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I feel like if that really works for you, just do you, you know?
I don't have to do it your way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your way might be good for you, but this way is much better for us, you know? For me, like as a parent, like I'd rather not stress ourselves out because that's when, you know, the whole vibes will just change.
Yeah.
If the parents are stressed, the kid is stressed.
Yeah.
Simple. It's not that complicated.
I think it's true. I think I remember, I think my mom, like I love her.
Yeah.
I love her so much, but I do think that she is not a chill person. Right? Growing up.
I feel you.
Now she is. Yeah. Now she is. But like when I was younger, she was quite particular about things and you can tell that you need things done a certain way, then she doesn't really tell you. She just expects you to do.
Right.
Like total typical Asian parenting, right? Do you, what's the word? Do you instill the whole Asian parenting onto Eva?
I mean, of course. So like,
if you can give an example, because I'm not a mom, so I don't really know how to go about this
example,
topic.
Example, I have to think.
Yeah, I just think it's okay.
I have to think.
Okay. For instance, if Eva made a mistake, like, she's being naughty.
Yeah.
How would you, quote-unquote, correct her? Tell her? Yeah, what's your style?
So, my style is, this is learning
from mistakes. My mother will whack me up, but
this, this one is learning from mistakes.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, obviously, I've learned the best way is communication with her.
Not scolding,
Not scolding for sure. Because, I mean, like, I've done that. But I think the best way is always communication with Eva because Eva understands very well. She's a smart girl, right?
Yeah.
So what I would say is, what do you think what you did was correct? I'll ask her back. She's like, then she'll be like, no. So why you do it? And then she's like, I don't know. Yeah. Then I'll be like, well, it's making, you know, a mess. Like, for example, she drew on the wall.
Yeah.
Right? Why did you do that? So she's like, I don't know. I just felt like it or whatever, right? Uh-huh. Now I'm like, well, now the wall is like this and mommy has to paint it again. Yeah. If you, you know, scribble on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, yeah, okay, sorry, mommy.
She say sorry.
Of course, yeah. She's always say sorry. Yeah, she always would say, immediately would say, like, she knows it's wrong. She immediately would say sorry. I'm like, why you do it? For what? What for? For what? You gonna make the house look prettier? No. So why you do that? Does it make sense? Like, does it make sense? Like, yeah. I'm very like,
Matter of fact.
Like, you know, does this make sense? Why did you do it?
Yeah.
If it's not productive, then why did you do it? That kind of like, I can't understand.
Yeah, but I feel like she's so cheeky. Does she come up with like reasons that you just can't say no to? Like, okay, fine.
No, not really. I'm smarter than her.
That's where she got it from.
She thinks she's smart, but I'm smarter than her. No. I know when she wants to do something, I'll look at her. I'm just like, Sometimes when she's about to do something,
I
just look at her.
Yeah.
Scared already.
I also scared.
Like, don't mess with
that. But are you a tiger mom?
I don't think I am. Like the definition.
Half tiger?
Maybe half.
Yeah.
Half okay, tiger. I tried to be honest.
But it didn't work?
No. Eva's personality is way too strong for that.
Right.
So obviously at 2 years old or around there where she could start writing and stuff, I'll be like, okay, wow, I see all my friends. Wow, kid can write, can draw.
Yeah.
Like kiasu, right? It's normal.
Yeah, of course.
We're Asian.
Yeah.
And so, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I was just, I take the book, I'm like tracing or whatever. I'm like, Eva, can you like try to write this? She's like, I'm scared.
Oh.
Yeah. Then I'm like, it's okay. Just try. It's okay. If you make mistakes, it's fine. Just try. Then she's like, take like 10 minutes to write one line. I'm just like, yeah, okay. Maybe this is not, is not working yet, you know. But recently she has started on her own. So it's kind of interesting.
Right. And interesting for her to pick up when she's ready.
Correct.
Right.
So I was rushing it. Right? Mm. So you learn from that. I was rushing it. Who cares if she can write an A at two?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because she eventually will be able to write.
Yeah.
So that dawned on me, oh, like this gray hair is not, it's not worth it, you know? Not worth it at all.
Like how some kids only started talking at such a late age.
Yeah, exactly.
But they end up being great speakers.
Everybody progresses very, very differently. And so, yeah, that shouldn't be... Unless they have like real issues, then
for sure
don't get special help and stuff. Yeah. But if it's, you know, stuff like that, just go dance, just go sing.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like you really give her lots of liberty to try what she loves.
The thing is,
or she chooses.
She just does it.
Oh my god, really? Wait, tell me more. I don't get it. She just does it. Like she tells. Okay, pole dancing for example.
Of course, how because I sometimes bring her to my class when I have no choice.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to bring her. Okay, bring her. Then I tell the teacher, oh, I have to bring Eva in. Is it okay?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, as long as she's, you know, well behaved.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sit at the corner. So then of course, she will look at us, you know?
Yeah, she
the
observes.
First time, actually, the first time I brought her to a pole class was in Bali.
Oh, I love Bali. Yeah.
So I was like, no choice. Mark had meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you come with me. So we took the Grab there and Uber. Then, Grab.
Then after we got everything.
Yeah, we got there and she just sat there. I took a video of her reaction and stuff. It's quite funny. Like she was just like trying to follow the warm-up.
Really?
And yeah, and she just observed. She never did anything on the pole, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Only till we got back to KL and then I brought her to a practice session, right?
Yeah.
So you go to one of the studios, you can go for practice. That's when she started trying.
Doing it by herself?
Yeah, she's a self-taught pole dancer, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, look at her now.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's like upside down.
Yeah, she can do like, she just managed and figured out how to invert.
That's mad.
Last week.
Because it takes amount of strength. I know she's tiny, but even with strength, you'd need technique.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, I think... She's her body awareness is very strong.
Yeah. Also because you're a dancer, babe.
Yeah. So I've always loved to dance.
And you were dancing while pregnant also.
Yeah. I was teaching, I was still teaching Zumba. That time I wasn't pregnant.
Not yet, right? Okay. But yeah, I taught her, I met Mel when
our
we were doing dance challenge.
Zumba.
I had to do Zumba. It was terrible. Never mind. Let's not talk about that.
I think like half of it she was laughing at me.
I cannot do Zumba. I cannot dance.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, sometimes do you believe that, you know, stuff like talent really runs in the blood?
I think rhythm, like it's in us to like, you know, just, I think because my mom loves to dance.
See?
So my mom, so it goes down the generation, right? My mom used to perform.
No way.
At home. For you know, the aunties, uncles, that kind of thing. She would do it. So I came out, I did that. But that time there wasn't social media. There wasn't camera phones.
Yeah.
You know, it was just that big recorder.
The tape recorder.
Stuff like that, right? So I used to do that all the time because my mom wants to, you know, I see my daughter can dance. Show off, faster, dance.
So it's in the family.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Just that Eva is obviously like an upgraded version of me, you know, in a sense.
Correct.
Like she's
correct.
Amazing.
And she's living in a social media realm, the world. So it's completely different.
Exposure is so different.
So, so different. And the fact that now she's so comfortable in front of the camera.
Mm.
I mean, I saw she's done quite a lot of production shoots as well.
Yes.
I'm curious, you know, even for me, I get tired. being in front of the camera sometimes, and we know it's not an easy task.
It's not.
How does she do it so effortlessly? Like, does she like, I don't know, whine, mommy, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that part was tough.
Yeah.
For me.
For you.
I think for me, when I went on the her first like...
production shoot?
Commercial.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah.
You know, ad.
Yeah.
Shoot. I felt so stressed watching her because she's still a child and she was only 3, I think, at that time.
Yeah.
Right? They made, you know, one scene you got to repeat at least 20 times?
Correct.
That's my gosh.
Can she do it? Did she do it?
She did it.
Wow.
Of course, but she, in between, she was a bit like restless. She's a kid, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to play my toys. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, please, like, just try your best.
Yeah, because production can't stop
everybody
just for
is
her,
just
right?
there, right?
Yeah.
And so obviously they tried to like persuade her and it took like a lot of effort. And she did like from 10 to literally almost 10.
Exactly. It's crazy.
For because it extended till 10 p.m. like to almost 11, I left Rawang.
Wow.
So I was just like, wow, very painful on my heart. You know, see her like that. I just felt like, maybe this is not the best for like
for
mentally, like for a child. To
be
do.
Working long hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
So I can't imagine like other children has been doing it for years.
You know, in some ways, know? It's like they don't feel the hours anymore at some point. Like this is what they're so used to.
You don't see the behind the scenes of
we
it.
We don't. That's why
ever.
I kinda, yeah, that's why I kind of want to know the behind the scenes for Eva. Is it also a conversation that you have with your husband that, okay, we're going to let our child try this? Because I know not all parents are on board with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like putting the child in on the spotlight.
Right.
In the spotlight.
Right.
So what's your take on that?
I think for me, it's like if she loves it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, okay, do it. I'll always ask her, do you want to do this thing?
Yeah.
The funniest part after that shoot that I thought it was like traumatizing for me to watch.
Yeah.
She actually at the end of the night, I asked her, would you want to do this again?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's
I'm
really
just like
she seems to love it.
Okay.
And she's so good at it, is what I'm trying to say too. Like, I think I've heard about child actors. I've heard stories, but I don't think I've actually seen like one up close in the sense where it's my friend's daughter.
Right, right.
And watching them grow and really growing into what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I feel like, do you think this is what she will be in the future?
I don't know. I have this like vision. I'm like envisioning her as a director instead of an actress. I don't know why. Because I know she's smart enough to come up with ideas.
Yeah.
Every time we do a TikTok dance, for example, she's like, why don't we just create our own dance?
Wow, Eva.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, her mind works. Like, it's always working. It's always active. She's always thinking of things to say and do. So like, for example, one thing when I saw during the set, right? So the director said, you have to do this. Then she's like, okay, absorb. Then she acted out on her own. She's like, oh, I'm going to take this and eat it. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because you don't have to speak, right?
Yeah.
You just have to act.
Yeah.
But she made her own scenario on the spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
What does she watch at home?
Well.
Wow,
that,
I'm so curious
that
about
is like,
that. Like, what does she
how watch? It started was me and Mark were on a date night. We came home. I bet.
Oh my god.
YouTube. First time, Ama. Sorry, outing Ama. But
it was Ama who let
her
watch.
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
What was she watching?
No, it was just like, you know, Coco Melon.
Okay, okay.
It was baby stuff. Yeah. But because we haven't introduced it to her at that time, she was about 1-ish,
okay,
right?
Okay,
still
okay.
Very small, right? And because it's not easy taking, I can understand because it's not easy taking care of a child.
For sure.
You know, eating and all this thing, making them focus, you know. So in the end, okay, since then on, I bet, and food, that's fine. You know, like, especially when we are out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a savior. It saves our lives and in that during that time,
keep
we can
sane.
Eat in peace.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always been the type.
Who would judge others?
Yes.
Me too.
When,
sorry.
Sorry, hypocrite. But Yeah, it happened.
But I understand now that my friends all have kids. They're like, sometimes you just need to whip it out for that few minutes of sanity.
Yes, for sure.
Instead of screaming throughout, or you know, they just
not
need
worth
something.
It, yeah, not worth it. So obviously we were the ones like, yeah, you see, Keith, I bet I would never do that to my child. Never, man.
Don't say so loud.
Like, never say never, right?
I also stopped saying already.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, now we understand why.
Mm, yeah,
and so, when it happened, it's just, okay, it worked.
Yeah.
Only till I think she reached, I think it was this year, beginning of this year, I told her, no more.
No more iPad?
Totally no more YouTube. Especially YouTube.
At home or like when she's out?
Never.
Oh, why?
Straight cut. Because I felt like her attention span was going haywire.
Right.
I give her one toy, then suddenly, I don't know where she brings another one out. I'm like, what is going on? This is not right. So I'm like, okay, tomorrow onwards, no more.
How did she take it?
At first she's like, yeah. But I'm just like, no. I'm like, enough. I don't think it's good for you. You're not helping yourself. You can't focus. Okay? You can watch Netflix shows. That's it. No YouTube. Because YouTube, you can switch.
Too easy.
Switch. You know, especially the kids app, right? It's all at the bottom, you know. Mm. Whoa, it's like never ending.
Yeah.
It just carries on and they keep switching because they are bored like after 10 seconds or so. Yeah. You know? So I'm just like, if you want to watch a show, watch a proper half an hour show and that's it. Yeah, so
that's my problem, I think. I watch too much YouTube. My attention span is so bad.
Yeah. And when it comes to YouTube now, there's shorts as well.
Yeah.
So
you
it's
get
like
hooked
easy. You
onto
can just
the app.
Flip on to the shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And she's too tech savvy.
Yeah.
For her own good.
Yeah.
So cannot.
That's mad. Okay. We will be bringing Ava on in a bit.
Okay.
I wonder how she's going to take it. Guys, so funny. Like, obviously, Eva is here with us in the studio, but we took her somewhere to be distracted. But we didn't even need to distract her. You know what she said? She told Bella, who's now babysitting her, I'll draw with you. Just tell Mama to do her boring interview.
Attitude, girl.
I love her. Now, before we bring her on, I have a few more questions I really want to ask because I feel like I've never been a mom and I don't know what it's like to be a mom. And I feel like it's always going to be different for everyone. So I'm just really taking notes and learning from people's experiences as well. What is your favorite part about being a mom?
Until today, I'm just like, oh my God, how did I even give birth to you?
Like you came out of me, you know?
How? I always tell her how. Then she just looked at me like funny. But I think it's having that bond with this other person that came from you. You know what I mean?
I don't know how it feels like.
It's so weird.
And she looks like you. It's like,
it feels like a natural thing. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, it's that definitely that bond with you and your daughter. Mm. Like, it's something special that you can never find anywhere else. I guess that's why people have children. I don't know. Is that
that
feeling? That's the best thing for me.
For you,
like, is having that best friend to
for
talk
life.
To for life. Well, hopefully, hopefully. But you know, she did say like, "Yeah, I will be your
best friend
by your side forever." Oh. But I think it's that the way we communicate.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing as well. Like sitting down with her during lunch. Like, maybe after school, I'll take her out for lunch. And that moment, just sitting right across from her, just talking to her about just literally anything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, how when I drive her to school, she's at the back. I can't see her.
Yeah, but
she's
talking to you.
Nonstop talking to me.
Do you guys argue?
Nah.
No?
She doesn't like to argue.
Oh, that's so good.
She's a very positive energy.
How?
If let's say me and Mark, like maybe raising our voice a little bit, like we're not arguing.
Yeah.
But we're like maybe saying
something
in a very
different volume.
Yeah, correct. She's like, guys, don't argue.
don't argue, no fighting, no fighting.
It's so good leh. Yeah. Even if, let's say you're actually arguing, she's like that diffuser in the house.
For sure.
Like to diffuse all arguments.
Yeah. And Mark and I really, very rarely have any problems. So,
can I ask, like, what is your, I don't like to say secret, like, what's your formula to your healthy relationship? Happy
with?
With Mark? Yeah, like, who else?
Who else? Eva! Sorry.
I was like, wait, who else? Yes, Mark. With your husband.
If I think listening.
Yeah.
Talking. Obviously, like when I got together with him, I was a slightly different person. Because you know, every stage.
Yeah, you were young too.
Yeah, young, right?
Discovering
young,
life.
Silly, and, you know, been through other relationships.
Were you a wild child?
I would think so. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
You know.
when you just met him at the time, right?
Oh, that time? Yeah, little bit. Okay. But, he has brought me down a little bit more.
Okay.
Like in the sense, like, I think my ego is pretty high. Like in general, like need to, you know, win kind in the relationship.
Yeah.
Like since years, right?
Yeah.
But when it came to him, that's when I let it all go.
Oh. So who say sorry first?
Both of us would say sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. Even if, let's say I know I'm wrong. Of course, I would know, right? So obviously, I would say sorry first, and then he would say sorry back.
Oh, even though he's not wrong.
Yeah, for like maybe. But because when you, let's say when you argue.
Yeah, there is something.
There's always like a bit of a tension thing, right? And he's very strong-headed as well. He's not a like always give in. No, he's not the give in kind, you know? Ang moa, a bit. Like, a bit different, you know? But yeah, but I'm also very opinionated. I also have my own ways. You have your own ways. So, of course, we need to communicate and find a middle ground, right? Yeah. So, whenever we do, we would say, we apologize. Always apologize. And that's how we teach Eva as well.
To listen and apologize.
Yes. And because I apologize to her as well. Let's say I get mad at her.
Yeah.
Like, like, so let's say if I were to get mad at her at something.
Yeah.
I would tell her after that, I would say, sorry, mommy was a bit, you know, a bit too stressed out and a bit angry.
Yeah.
You forgive me. And
ask for forgiveness. Yeah, yeah. You don't just say sorry.
No.
Oh, wow, like, that's so good.
Because I mean, like, I want a response from her, right?
Of course.
And she's like, yeah, I forgive you. It's fine. It's okay.
So she forgives you then.
Yeah. So,
you know what? I talked about this many times on my podcast. Like, again, I love my mom, but she's from a different generation.
Yeah.
And I remember realizing one day that actually my mom has never said the word sorry.
Right.
Like throughout my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's so good to start. That's a cycle that you're breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because children teach us a lot as well.
Yeah.
As, you know, people. Sometimes when I get heated up, she'll be like, obviously, she'll be like, mommy, calm down, calm down. I mean, like, the time I'm just like, calm down? What?
That's the worst thing to say, right? But as a child, I get
it. As a child, she's innocent.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's no point. Yeah. In a way, she's trying to say there's no point.
Yeah, don't get angry.
You get mad.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why I say don't sweat the small stuff, but it's just, it's hard to implement sometimes, right?
For sure, for sure.
We listen and then we like, easier said than done, right?
In theory, it's easy. Sometimes to apply it in real life, it's a different story, right?
For
sure. Well, I think I love what you just shared about the whole listening and apologizing. I think that's so important in a relationship because a lot of relationships tend to go awry for that reason. Sometimes you're actually not even listening to your partner. You're just talking, thinking you're communicating, but there's no comprehension.
Yeah.
Right? I think you can only communicate so much if the other person is not actually understanding what you're saying.
Mm.
So yeah, I think what you said is so good. Thanks for the reminder. For everyone else as well. Whatever relationship you're in, friendship.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's why.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why me, Eva, me, Mark.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, in a way it's the same, but he's my lover.
Yeah.
She's my daughter.
Yeah.
But we kind of have this same philosophy, kind of, you know, values.
Mm.
So we put in the same sort of relationship.
I have a question before we bring Eva on.
Okay.
You know, a lot of a lot of couples, the moment they have a child, the child becomes number one. They deprioritize yes. their other half. Right. What is it like for you and Ma?
She's number two.
Good. It's not a bad thing. Yeah. Because, so, yeah, tell me.
I think, so I feel like what you said.
Yeah.
A lot of parents, they focus so much, so greatly on the child, they forget about their partner, right?
Mm.
And they start ordering each other around to do things. And then that's when the whole, you know, the whole vibe starts to just turn bad. Because actually, a kid, what does it need to do? Eat,
sleep, shit,
shit, pee. Yeah. That's about it. Yeah. Like, I mean, as a newborn, right?
Yeah.
So what's more important is actually the support of each other, you know, and not really, you know, fussing over the baby. That's how I feel.
That's how we did as well.
That's what we did, right? Yeah. So like, for example, let's say we're watching a movie and then Eva's asleep. We'll just continue watching it. We wouldn't like pause it for her because she's asleep. She adapts to it in our life, I feel. Mm. And that's what I want her to, you know, adapt to our life so that there's a balance, you know, instead of like, oh, have to be like that, like that, like that.
You don't...
I cannot.
You basically don't revolve your whole life around the child.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Because then...
I mean, she's our world.
Yeah, she's your world. But you don't shift everything according to her.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you still prioritize your other half. Which explains why the spark between the both of you is still strong.
Yeah.
Right, still very much in love. Because a lot of couples fall out of love after having a child or two, right? Like they end up not even sleeping in the same room anymore. They're just together for the sake of the children.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now do have parents who are like that, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right? So I think it's great that more couples and at least in our generation, a new age parent.
Yeah.
Are really seeing things differently and doing things differently?
Yeah, I hope so. Because at the end of the day, the child, your child is going to leave
the
house and you're going to be left with your other half, right? They're your
life
cycle. In a way, like forever, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you got to keep that bond
going
with your partner. Mm. It's so important.
Yeah.
And also like how the household is like. You know, the child will feed off your vibes.
Parents. If the both of you are not really talking, not showing love to each other, that says a lot too.
Yeah, correct.
There's nothing for them to learn or like emulate or
But it's normal to feel tired, right? It's normal to feel like, you know, you just feel too comfortable in a relationship. But that's when you like maybe shake things up a little bit, you know, do, you know, activities together, go learn something together and then, come back, you know?
Yeah.
It's normal.
I think if you're listening right now and you're feeling a little bit of friction with your other half, and if you're a parent yourself, I think sometimes the thing that you tend to overlook is that person in front of you, your partner that you chose for life. I think that's so important. Don't neglect them.
You guys
are in it for... I mean, I can't speak on behalf of parents. I'm not a mom. I'm not a parent myself. But I've seen my friends go through that. The strongest family are always the ones where... the parents are so close. As in like the mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's true. I think because like if the child sees the love as well, like they can feel it, right?
Yeah.
So.
It's easier said than done. Like I'm aware.
For sure.
I am very much aware. But I think awareness is the first step.
Yeah.
Right?
Like maybe like just trying it out.
Yeah.
You know, like to be more aware. Like. That.
To show love, not just to your
don't forget.
Children.
Don't forget about that part, you know, which is a big part of your life as well as your child.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same, right?
Yeah. Speaking of child, may we invite your offspring to the show?
Yeah, sure.
I haven't used the word offspring in a long time. Okay, can we get Eva on the show, please? Is she ready?
I don't know what to expect.
Me too.
I'm like nervous for her.
You're nervous for her? I think she'll be fine.
I know what it feels like going to the gym and feel completely clueless and intimidated. I was once there. That's why I started Motion Lab. We're a fitness studio that focuses on small group classes and personal training. Our goal is simple, to help you move better so you can live better. Start your first class for only 49 ringgit today. For more info, go to www.motionlab.live or check us out on IG at MotionLabMY. It's MotionLabMY.
Hi!
Yay!
Can you join us?
No, you got a seat.
We have a seat for you.
Come. Quick. Yeah. Your time.
See by my.
What?
My cake.
Okay, later.
Okay, this is your mic.
Look, you have a mic.
Hello.
Is it working already?
Can I put this next to you?
Is it working already? Hey, I knew it. She's gonna eat the mic.
So don't stick your mouth to it.
Hello.
Yeah, you can talk like that. Eva, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Can I introduce myself?
Okay.
My name is Maggie Cheche, and this is my podcast. Do you know what's a podcast? How do we explain what a podcast is? Yeah, so it's a show where people talk about their stories and people listen. You have to talk to the mic though.
Do you want to eat this?
Yeah, I would love to. Do you know what this is? No. Nasi lemak. Do you know nasi lemak? No.
Can you hold the mic?
No.
No.
Okay, no worries. Can we bring the last? Can I bring it away or do you want it?
I want it.
Oh, you want it. Okay, I'll put it next to you. Eva, I've spoken to your mommy just now for a long time. What were you doing inside?
I'll draw it.
What do you draw?
Cake.
Cake in a city. What city? Thailand. Have you been to Thailand? So you want to go? No.
Funny girl.
Okay, Eva, I have some questions for you, okay? So you
hold
just...
Up here,
you can hold the top here. Easier for you.
Yeah, so it doesn't
perfect.
Fall.
Okay. Eva, can you introduce yourself to the camera? The camera is over there, this one.
Look at the big camera. Yeah, you can see.
Yeah, do you know how to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Eva May.
How old are you?
I'm 4.
What's your favorite color?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Are you sure?
Really? Mama says, is her favorite color yellow?
She was gonna say pink, right?
I saw pink.
She's like,
pink or yellow?
Both.
Oh, okay. All right. And did she say how old she is? I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Hey,
did you say how old?
Yeah.
You did.
How old are you?
4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 4, yeah? Okay. All right. So, Eva, what do you love about mommy?
When she does pole
dance. Really? That's it?
Oh my gosh.
What else? What else do you love about mommy? Does mommy cook?
When she brings steak.
Steak? Oh, how do you like your steak? Medium?
A little bit red.
A little bit red. Oh, really? Wow! She's a premium baby.
She knows her steak very well.
Okay. And what's your favorite thing to do?
Dancing.
Really? What kind of dance do you like to do?
Normal dance.
Oh, what's a normal dance? Can you show me? Okay, wait. Let me put the chair away. So you just dance a little bit. Okay. Wait, Oh, is this a normal dance? Oh, what is a not normal dance?
K-pop dance.
Can you show me? Woo! Did you expect this? She's so good. Okay, come back. Sit.
Good job. Okay, wait.
I need to pull this up. Can you come down?
Eva, you're very heavy.
Yeah, she's quite heavy. Okay.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
Eva, you're so hold good. In the middle, so yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
So Eva, you dance so well. Who taught you how to dance?
Mommy.
Really? Have you seen Mama dance? Mommy dance?
No, but she tells me that she does dancing last time.
Really? You know, your mommy teach me how to dance before.
What?
Yeah, but I was so terrible at dancing. Yeah, but you're better at me than me. Yeah.
She did Zumba.
Do you know how to do Zumba?
Yeah.
Oh, she knows all the dance. So there's normal dance and K-pop dance and Zumba.
What is normal dance? I think normal means freestyle.
Okay.
Probably.
Eva, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I will rescue you.
You will rescue me?
Rescue animals.
Oh, rescue animals. So a veterinarian?
No, no. I think like just to rescue the animals. Put them in a home and stuff.
Why rescue animal?
Because I like animals. I like kittens and dogs.
Oh, okay. If you can have a pet, what would it be?
Rabbit.
Oh, but you have a cat at home, right?
Yeah.
What is your cat's name?
Trina Tiago.
Can you tell me the Tiago story when Tiago caught a lizard?
First when the lizard came in my house, he saw it. And then we went out to dinner. And then me and my mom saw it outside. And where our shoes are.
Uh-huh.
And then it went on our wall.
Oh, no.
And then Tiago, it was on the floor. And then he eaten it. And then it was dead. And then I scooped it up and then I put it inside the dustbin.
No way! So did you actually see Tiago eat the lizard?
Yes.
Ooh! Was that blood?
No.
No, she just ate it.
Yeah.
Does Tiago like it? No.
But he just likes to kill things.
I love it. So Eva, what makes you the happiest? What makes you smile?
When somebody hugs me.
Can I hug you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you love about Daddy?
When he brings me swimming.
Oh. Do you know how to swim?
Yeah.
Like what stroke do you know?
Like this.
Is that the breaststroke?
Yeah.
Do you know freestyle?
Style like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how to float in water?
Yes.
Ooh! Do you know how to do a tumble turn in water?
Not really.
Not yet.
But huh? I can just do a little bit like this and I go from sideways to up.
Oh my gosh. Have you tried diving?
Yes.
Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know how to jump too.
Oh, from where to where? Like yeah. You jump from into the pool?
Into a big pool, into the small pool.
Ooh.
Big pool or small pool.
Wow. Okay, that's
she
awesome.
She swam in the sea in Maldives.
I saw. Okay, wait. How was it in Maldives?
Good.
Good? You just swam into the water without nothing. Any float.
She gave it to me. She said, I don't need this. You need it more, mommy. So I'm like, yeah. Okay.
How are you so brave, Eva? Like, yeah. How? Are you not scared? Like, what do you think about when you swim in the sea in Maldives?
I feel happy.
What do you see in the water, in the sea?
Fishes.
Do you see a shark?
Sometimes I see.
Are you not scared?
No.
Ooh.
Last time in our villa, we saw 10 sharks. My dad found 10 sharks.
Did you count? 10?
Yes.
That's a lot. Are they big?
Yes, they're very big.
You're not scared? No. I would be scared.
At morning, a lot. And I didn't see a manta ray before, but I saw a stingray before.
Oh, stingray.
At the jetty.
Right. So do you like stingray better or shark?
Shark.
Do you know the baby shark song?
Yes.
Can you sing for us?
Baby shark doo doo doo. Baby shark doo doo doo. Baby shark. Mommy shark doo doo doo. Mommy shark doo doo doo. Mommy shark doo doo doo. Mommy shark. Daddy shark doo doo doo. Daddy shark doo doo doo. Daddy shark doo doo doo. Daddy shark. Grandma shark doo doo.
Grandma is like this, no teeth.
Daddy shark doo doo doo. Grandma shark doo doo doo. Grandma shark. Grandpa shark doo doo doo. Grandpa shark doo doo doo. Grandpa shark doo doo doo. Grandpa shark.
That's it, right? Thank you. Okay, I have a few more questions. Okay, I don't know if you understand this, so let me know if you don't. What makes you feel butterflies in your tummy?
When there is flowers in my tummy.
Oh!
Flowers in your tummy!
No, I love it. I love that's a beautiful answer. But do you know what it really means?
Mm-hmm.
So, butterfly in your tummy means, when someone says that, that means I'm very nervous. Yeah, so next time you can tell your friends, I have butterflies in my stomach. And your friends be like, what do you mean? I'm nervous. You know now? So what does it mean?
Butterfly. Nervous.
So when do you feel nervous?
When there's butterflies in your tummy.
That's right. She's not wrong. Great job, Eva. You're so smart. Okay, last three questions. Can I ask you last three questions? What makes you sad?
When somebody pushed me.
Has anyone pushed you before?
No names, no names.
No.
No.
Okay. And I don't know if I can ask this. We may not put it in, but it's just for fun, okay? When was the last time you got upset with mommy and daddy?
When they keep on saying, I have to do this. Yeah, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. And I'm like, why?
When was the last time? Was it yesterday? You have to clean your room?
No.
Oh my God.
That was yesterday.
Okay. Eva, last question. You can ask me anything. Okay, no, wait. Tell mommy something. You can tell mommy anything. You can, mommy, I love you. Thank you for everything. You can tell mommy something.
Mommy, thank you for bringing me ice skating.
That day? Yeah.
I love you.
Okay. I love you too.
You hug mommy? Wanna hug mommy?
Huggles?
Huggles? Huggles? Oh, cutie. Okay. Girl. You can sit here and join us for the closing. So,
yeah.
You listen to my podcast?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. So,
I do.
In the morning, she was saying she listens to podcasts every morning. So, you know, we end the podcast with three questions.
Oh, yeah.
So, Eva, you want to answer along as well?
Okay.
So, mommy answer and then Eva answer. Okay. Okay. So, the first question is, what are you currently head over heels for?
I think I'm head over heels for this post-mother version of myself.
Oh.
You know, like right now. Because obviously 10 years ago, I was different. So I love this version of myself so much more. I'm so much more accepting of myself as like, I mean, physically wise, you know, more confidence in that sense, you know. I've always thought I was confident, but, you know.
You're even more now.
Yeah, so much more. Oh yeah.
Ah. Why, Eva?
Why?
Why
is that?
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Okay, yes, why did you laugh? You laugh at mommy, is it?
Why?
Because she's funny.
You're so funny. Okay. Have you finished?
Yeah.
No, I love, I mean, I honestly can see it too. I think, I don't think I know you for that long.
Yeah.
But I like this smell as well. Mm-hmm. I think you talk about your past before in your stories and I can see.
Another day is another bell?
There
is another Mel.
Another Mel? Who?
My mom's friend, Auntie Mel.
You want to say hi, Auntie Mel?
Handyman.
I have no idea.
Shout out.
Okay, what are you currently head over heels for? Does she know what it means? Do you know what it means?
I don't think she... Do you know what it means?
You want to guess what head over heels mean?
Means what? Just guess.
Just guess.
Simply.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
When my mom makes babies?
So head over heels means
that was so random.
Okay. Like. Yeah, you think so? Okay, I'll accept your answer. So head over heels is when you make baby. So do you want a mama to have another baby?
No.
Why? No. Can you say it to the mic? Yeah.
Because it'll be annoying.
Oh no.
Do you want to be the only child?
Yes.
The only princess in the house?
No.
No.
I'll let cats to be the king.
You're the king.
The cats to be the king.
The cat is the king.
Is it? Is that what you said? So you don't want another sibling.
But you want another cat? Huh?
No, not.
Okay, next question.
Hold it, Eva.
It's okay. You can Anna. Hold it. Yeah. What's the best or worst advice you've ever received?
I don't really listen to advice.
Well, there you go.
You know, but like what I've been saying, I think like what Mark has been, you know, advising me since day one. Like, don't sweat the small stuff.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's good. That's a good one. Honestly. You know,
like,
don't
firstly,
sweat the small stuff.
Firstly, don't sweat the small stuff. Secondly, everything is pretty much small stuff.
Firstly, you know what I mean?
Except unless, like,
stuff.
The kid's gonna, like, fall off the edge.
Yeah, of
when
course.
You sweat and
yeah,
you run
definitely
off the,
save it.
And yeah, you know?
The kids wet off the edge.
Following mama's. What about you? What's the best advice you've received, Eva?
When my mom, I don't know.
You don't know? I guess today is don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what it means?
Nope.
It means don't get stressed out about things that don't matter.
Like, let's say if this thing
spills. Yeah.
But it's okay, can wipe.
Yeah, can be. Don't have angry. To be angry. Yeah, don't have to be sad.
Yeah,
don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm.
Yeah?
Right.
You get what it means? Yeah. Okay, last one. Three words to describe your life right now.
Three words. Live in the moment.
Live. Okay, fine. Live in the moment.
Four, right? Live.
Live in the moment.
Four.
Four.
Live in the moment.
What? Yeah. What about you, Eva?
Live in the moment.
Live in the moment? Do you know what it means also? What does it mean?
Means what?
Nothing.
And with that, we wrap today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed getting to know Eva as well as her mama, Melissa. Eva, do you want to end this episode by saying, don't forget to fall.
Don't forget to fall.
Head over heels.
Head over heels.
For yourself.
For yourself.
First.
And all.
Always. And always.
Say always.
First and always.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks
you, Eva.
Thanks for having
bye.
Us.
Bye-bye. She
thanks
can't wait to go.
Us.
Bye. Oh. Thank you so much, Eva. Thank you.
I know what it feels like going to the gym and feel completely clueless and intimidated. I was once there. That's why I started Motion Lab. We're a fitness studio that focuses on small group classes and personal training. Our goal is simple, to help you move better so you can live better. Start your first class for only 49 ringgit today. For more info, go to www.motionlab.live or check us out on IG at Motion Lab MY. It's Motion Lab MY.